Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday. October the 17th, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. 40 degrees and mostly cloudy. The temperature is actually going down. How about that? 100 years of Emily Post. I enjoyed that interview. I hope you did as well. Now, our phone lines are open here at the station. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give me a buzz. I would love to talk to you here on this Monday morning as the temperatures go down. And, you know, I didn't even know until yesterday that people were talking about snow this week. People were talking about below 32 degrees. People were talking about just a real change in the weather. And then I looked at the weather report last night, and boy, oh boy, it is going to be a big change in the weather. So get ready, and I guess get bundled up at night. And I don't think anybody who has not turned their heat on yet is going to make it through this week without turning their heat on. I think that's going to be a foregone conclusion. Is there anybody out there in the audience who has not turned their heat on, who now is probably going to have to do this? Kind of brings an end to that that summer-like weather we were having. We had great weather last night. It was beautiful out last night. Did anybody do anything interesting for Sweetest Day over the weekend? I know that's become a big, big thing. Sweetest Day. Or do you have anything to say in regard to Emily Post? You know, the conversation on tipping is ongoing. And I have brought this up for many years now. The three people we tend to tip are the waitress, which I'm all for that because I know they don't make normal wages. And we tip the pizza delivery person or the delivery person in general. Now, I'm not sure we should be tipping that person because they get paid. I don't want to say it's minimum wage, but they get paid at least minimum wage. And I believe they also get gas mileage. And we tip the person who cuts our hair. Now, that's the one who really is always... I've never really understood that because they make better than minimum wage, and yet we still tip them. And I don't know if that's just a holdover from past generations because we don't tip the people at McDonald's, and they're probably making less than the person cutting your hair. We don't tip the people at the grocery store. We don't tip people at the gas station. Now, I'm trying to remember. Did we used to tip the person who came out and pumped your gas? There used to be... Now, here's something for kids. This is kind of like the telephone booth. When people used to come out and pump your gas, the gas was more expensive. They figured a charge in there for full serve is what they used to call it. Are there any gas stations that still have full serve? I don't think there are any here in Marion. I think Swift was the last gas station in Marion that had full serve. But did you tip that person? You know, they used to come out and clean your windows off, and a lot of times they would check your oil. But should we be tipping all these people, I guess, is the question. Should we tip the haircut person? Should we tip the pizza delivery person or the DoorDash person now? How should tipping be done? And how much should you tip? That's also another big question. How much should you tip? Because some people say 20, some people say 25, some people say 15. Some people don't leave anything if they think the service is bad. And a lot of times they don't leave anything if the food is bad. Well, the food is really not dependent on the server. It's dependent on the cook, and the cook doesn't get tipped. So what is your rule of thumb? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And if anybody remembers, let me know. Did we tip the person who pumped the gas? I cannot remember. And when is the last time you went through a gas station and there was a full-serve person? Or there was a full-serve lane where somebody would come out and pump your gas? I think that got a lot more popular in the winter months. Give us a buzz here. Let us know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you tip? I know people tip those DoorDash people. Now, I don't know what those DoorDash people make. But a big part of their salary is the tip. And it's kind of odd when you think about it. Because say you're DoorDashing, let's say, Wendy's. Now, you would not tip the person who cooked your food at Wendy's. You wouldn't tip the person at the window at Wendy's. And in the DoorDash situation, you aren't tipping that person at Wendy's. The person you're tipping is the person who's picking up your food and bringing it to your house. Now, why is that a tipping situation and the others are not tipping situations? I think tipping's a fascinating subject. And, you know, to me, tipping has always been about the dollar amount. You know, if you leave change on the table, that's probably a bad tip. But a lot of people's standard go-to tip, no matter what they get, is $5. Now, of course, if you have a huge group of people, $5 is probably not 20%, but I guess that's the way it goes. Does anybody have any thoughts on tipping? 740-751-4038. Somebody give me a buzz and give me a thought on how we should tip or how we should not tip. I think it's a fascinating, fascinating subject when you really think about it. 740-751-4038. 20 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time. Now, I don't know how many of you agree with me, but I do believe the three seminal people in the history of the country are Dear Abby and Ann Landers. I kind of loop them together. And then you've got Heloise, of course. And then you've got Emily Post. Because those are people who deal in things that are forever. Manners and etiquette are forever. And certainly, I would have to say that helpful hints around your house are forever. And certainly advice is forever. So, those are the people who still, in my opinion, are out in the public. Now, does anybody have any agreement or disagreement with that? 740-751-4038. Now, we talked about the fruitcake toss on Friday. And I think we're going to have to move the date of the fruitcake toss, which is kind of good because I didn't want there to be any conflict. So the fruitcake toss will be happening on December the 15th. Thursday, December the 15th at 7:10 p.m. We were going to do it the 8th, and then I realized there was a conflict on the 8th, and we really do not want any conflicts when it comes to the fruitcake toss. So it's going to happen on Thursday, December the 15th at 7:10 p.m. Now, we still are looking for a choir or a band to perform at this event. So hopefully that will happen. Now, does anybody want to enter anybody in the fruitcake toss? Now, so far, we have got Pastor Whitaker is in it, and Buckeye Guy is in it. Now, remember, like I said last week, you have to call the person and let them know that they have been entered. But the date is Thursday, December the 15th, 10 days before Christmas. What better way to celebrate 10 days before Christmas than lobbing fruitcakes through the air at WWGH Radio. All right, do we have any more entries for the fruitcake toss? I know it's kind of early, but give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do we have any fruitcake toss entries for Thursday, December the 15th, 7:10 p.m.? And again, that will be broadcast here on WGH Talk. 740-751-4038. December the 15th. I think last week we were a week ahead. But that's where we are now. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any ideas in general on the fruitcake toss? Let's see here. What else is there to talk about this morning? Well, you know, pictures on Facebook are interesting to me. I talked to Lizzie this morning, Lizzie Post, about that. And I don't know. Do you think people overpost on Facebook? I kind of think they do. That would be my take on this whole thing. But I don't know. It's fascinating to me that people post everything in their life, and I don't think there's a day goes by that some people don't post what's going on Facebook, which is, you know, I guess to each their own. Interesting. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on when people post on Facebook? I know there are some thoughts on that. 740-751-4038. It's interesting to think about that. I don't know how much you should post, and I don't think we're ever going to have a rule on this. But I think, like I've always said, when I see pictures of people and their husbands or their spouses or their boyfriends, and they're constantly posting them every day telling me how happy they are, I think, you know, because here's my theory on this whole thing. That if you're happy and you're enjoying your time with that person, then maybe you would not be taking pictures and telling us how happy you are. I mean, it's great if you really are happy, but if you're not happy, then we've got trouble, I guess, as they would say. But I don't know. Emily Post, around 100 years. Do you think we still have good etiquette in society? Do you think people say please and thank you and decorate the dinner table correctly and do things of that nature? You know, the profanity one I think is fascinating, because I think a lot of people do use profanity much more than they used to, and I think they use it in work settings. I think it's not necessarily something that people even think about anymore. You know, and they use the big profane words. Not just the small ones anymore. They use the big ones. Do you think our language has went downhill? I you know, the problem with profanity is sometimes it is hard to interpret. You know, what did that mean? How are you using that? What are you trying to say? You know, I think that is probably the biggest problem when it comes to language. You know, those words can mean a lot of different things. And sometimes you know what they mean, but sometimes it just seems a little off the way people use them. I don't know. Do you think our language is going downhill? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that? Kind of a quiet morning here. You know, I'm looking at this centennial edition of Emily Post etiquette. It's interesting because the contents are: what is etiquette, greetings and introductions, conversation and correspondence, personal appearance, table manners, hosts and guests, gift giving, hard times, life at home, entertaining at home, about town, you know, etiquette for every aspect of your life, I guess is what we're saying there. And it can be that way. When you throw a party, it's difficult to do everything that you're supposed to do right. But do we even care anymore? That's the question. If you do something wrong, do people really think about it? Do people really do people care if you come over and you don't have the right things out or you didn't do the right things? I don't know. Etiquette, I guess, is more of a thought than anything else. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on etiquette in general? Interesting thing that a lot of us have, a lot of us don't have. And how do people become so socially awkward? You know, I really think social awkwardness is probably a byproduct of not having etiquette. I think most people think of etiquette as like setting the dinner table or making your bed or something like that. But really, I think there's etiquette in all aspects of life. And you know what I wonder? When people are not having etiquette, or they say they're socially awkward, do they work on becoming socially proficient? I don't know. It's kind of fascinating when you think about it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's a fascinating subject, I think. I think it's one of those things that we don't think about a whole lot, but do we actually work on becoming better at these sort of things? Apparently, after having Lizzie Post on in hour number one, the great-granddaughter, great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post, apparently I do not have the best etiquette when it comes to certain things. Now, here I thought I had good etiquette. But, you know, apparently there are certain situations and certain things you should not point out to people. But I don't know. You know, to me, I think, don't you want to know when something's wrong? Like if your shirt is tucked into your pants, or there's a spot somewhere on your clothing, or something. You know, you can't see every part of your body. You can't see the back of your neck. You can't see your back. You can't see the back of your head. You can't see things like that. Now, I'm not saying you don't point it out in front of a big group, but pull them aside and say, hey, you know, there might be a problem here. And people might get their nose out of joint about that, but I think at some point you just have to say, hey, listen, this is etiquette. This is how it goes. We need to let you know that something has gone wrong in your particular situation. Am I wrong about this? Somebody let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Can you believe it's only 40 degrees? 40 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Isn't that nuts when you look at what the temperatures were yesterday? And like I say, apparently we're in for it this week. It's going to be very, very cool, as they say. Possibly snow. Now, the snow won't amount to anything, but possibly snow. Isn't that something? This early in the season. Well, what else is there to talk? Well, if you tuned in on Friday, now here's a little bit of etiquette for you. If you tuned in on Friday, we did not, now we're up to 3 weeks, we did not have Abby show up for the big competition. Now, I really don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you, because last Friday, I didn't hear anything. Now, two Fridays ago, it was I'm going out of town, which, you know what, we'll give a pass on that. But I don't know what happened last Friday. I don't know really why there was... You know, usually there's an answer as to... possibly I can show up, possibly I can't show up. We have not had a phone call from her in quite a while. There for a while she was calling in. And it's interesting because we've talked about this quite a bit now. And I would think by now that people have cooled down a little bit as it relates to the whole push-up competition that may or may not have gone awry 2 weeks ago. And one day, we're still going to get this thing back on the tracks to where she's going to come to the studio, and we're going to have a competition, and the winner's going to buy the loser lunch, and it's going to be a real competition, and that's just going to be that, because we're just going to see who wins, and then she'll have to buy me lunch, which that is good, because I think people want to win. I think people should strive to win, but they shouldn't be sore losers. So that's just one of those things. But her nose got a little bit out of joint the last time she was in. And we hope that that's healed. We hope that that nose out of joint has healed. I certainly hope that it's healed, because we want... nothing but kindness and happiness. Kindness and happiness. And as I've said before, I did not miscount the push-ups or on purpose. If it happened, it didn't happen on purpose. Let's put it that way. I certainly was not trying to do anything nefarious. Nice person that I am. But you never know. Give us a buzz here. 740-751-4038. But it is more buildup. At least we've got that. We've got more buildup. That when she does finally roll back in there, well, one day she'll roll back in there and we'll get this done. Now, here's the thing. My thing just popped up here. I got a message from her. So she's out there listening. And again, I appreciate that Abby listens to the show. I really do appreciate that, because that's a devoted person. And I think that's great. And heaven knows we don't need any discord in our life. Now, I'm going back to look at these messages that she was sending here. And she said she works, and work has been busy, and that's why she did not show up on Friday. Okay, well, all I'm saying is I did not get that message on Friday. And I hope she shows up this Friday, because I think people want to see the competition. So, again, the invite is always open. Now, from what I'm reading here... See, she's angry. I know she's angry. I can't even read these messages that she has sent me. Now, she says that her nose isn't out of joint, but I'm telling you, there's still a little anger there. And I'm just trying to be as nice as possible in this particular situation. And it isn't going to be the push-ups again. I do want to make that perfectly clear, because I think that just went wrong. I think trying to time it, and I think it wasn't a competition. It didn't go right, and we're not going to do that again, because it just brought on a lot of trauma. So we're not going to do that again. But we're just going to have a straight-out competition very quickly, and get it over with. One day she'll call in and she'll give her side of this, and she'll say that, you know, she can say I'm full of beans. That's perfectly fine. But it'll clear this whole thing up, and we'll all just be better for it. But there's just some inconsistencies here in general. And heaven knows, being a communicator, you don't want any inconsistencies. You want to get all... I wonder what Lizzie Post and Emily Post would feel as far as this etiquette goes in this particular situation. So anyway, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And I just hope that one day we will get this thing completely cleared up from all perspectives, and everything will be fine, and you know, nobody will be carrying a grudge. And I'll tell you where this comes from, and I don't even remember what it was. But maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't even remember. But there has only been one bad moment in the history of the friendship that I have had with Abby. And there was one time, and I don't remember what I did, but I did something, and I knew in the moment that she was unhappy. I just knew it. But I kept saying, "Are you okay? Are you angry?" Because I felt that there was an anger. And she kept saying, "No, I'm not angry. I don't care. Forget it. Move on." Well, for like 2 or 3 months, she acted very weird toward me. You know, kind of distant, kind of, you know, like she was ticked off. And I kept saying, are you ticked off? Is there something wrong here?" And she kept saying, "No." Well, later on, come to find out, she was ticked off. And at that time, she told me that she would never tell anybody that she was ticked off. So that's why I think this is one of those situations. Now, I'm not saying that it has to do with the competition in and of itself. But what I'm saying is, I think she's a little ticked off with me because I think she believes that I was trying to do something to make her look bad, which I was not. I really was not. And I think that's just where the miscommunication happened. And heaven knows, if we go to the Emily Post days, miscommunication does happen. And I know she's busy, and I know, of course she's busy. I mean, I think we're all busy in life. But if she gets a minute, she can call in, God bless her heart, and we'll clear it all up, and we'll, because it's been like 3 weeks now that this has been going on. It'd be nice to stick a pin in this and just hear her side, and I won't argue. I mean, I might say my thoughts on a particular situation, but I think dialogue is how you solve things, and then you move on, and everything is just hunky-dory after that. 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour and 41 degrees and partly sunny skies in the area. 740-751-4038. Remember, the fruitcake toss has been moved to Thursday, December the 15th at 7:10 p.m. It's going to be a happening. If anybody has anything to say on any subject, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And, you know, it's this whole thing, regardless, has given us something to talk about every morning. And sometimes you need things to talk about. That is definitely the case. But I would give anybody credit for something they did. I just think... matter of fact, I think in that whole push-up scenario, I said, "Hey, man, that 17, that's good. That's a lot of push-ups in a minute." And when you really think about it, it is. Because 20 push-ups in a minute is like one every 3 seconds. 3 seconds is not a whole lot of time. I mean, if you... I wish she would call in. I know she's busy. But I wish she would call in, because I think this would help situations immeasurably. Because she's out there, Abby. I'm on bended knee here. Well, not really, but call in. This will just, you will see how easy this will be. People people want to hear from you. We've talked about this. We talked about it last week. Linda and I talked about it. And Ryan has called in, and Sarah has called in, and who else has called in? Oh, they're Judy has called in, and Lee has called in, and I'm forgetting somebody. Who else? Trish has called in, and all these people have called in, and we just want to, you know, make sure if you're not angry, then you just call in and you say, hey, you know what? I'm not angry, but this is the problem. So, Abby, for the love of God, call in, and we'll settle this up, and then everything will be fine. And then we'll move on to happy pastures. 740-751-4038. Because the messages I'm getting, again, etiquette-wise, thanks to Emily Post, I can't say these messages on the air. And she still contends that she did more than 20 push-ups. And, you know, that's interesting. Oh, here we go. Thank goodness. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I'm so glad you called in. How's your morning?
I literally have, like, 3 minutes to talk to you.
Well, go. See, I knew you'd put a time limit on this, but go ahead.
It's not a time limit. I really have, like, no time. It's busy, but it's good.
Okay, so what is the problem?
You, I think, are the problem, to be honest. Here's the deal. So, you didn't give me credit. I honestly don't care what you say. You make it sound so like, oh, I wouldn't do that on purpose. You 100% did. It was less than a minute, and I had done 25, and you're like, oh, 17. You skipped, like, 3 push-ups. Like, and I have, seriously, like, I am okay if I didn't do it, but when I know I did, and then I sent you a video doing 25 of them in, like, 22 seconds.
Can I just say something here?
You were saying, oh, she didn't fight.
This is all I want to say about the whole... There's no way I could have set you up, because, as you know, when you came in that day, we still did not know what you were going to do. And I didn't... I'm not that devious to plan that out to the last 10 minutes and then, like, make fun of you. Which I didn't make fun of you.
Regardless, you weren't going to give me credit. So I could have done, like, 100... or of, like, whatever it was I would have done that day. You would have not given me credit for doing all of them.
No, I would have. I would have. And here's the other thing.
Baloney. Then why didn't you that day?
Well, because here's what I think happened. I think because I was the only person there, I was trying to watch the clock, and I was watching you, and you were out of my eyesight because of the way you were on the floor. And I think I'm trying to watch...
I was, like, counting, too, every time I went down.
Well, yeah, you were counting, but I think the person counting them has to watch it. But here's the other thing, here's the two problems, and I'm going to try to make this quick. Number one, it wasn't a competition, and I think that was one of the problems.
Correct.
Okay, so next time you come in, whenever that shall be, you and I are just having a straight-out competition. It's not going to be push-ups, and the winner has to buy the loser, or the loser has to buy the winner lunch. Is that good?
And I think you decided it's not going to be push-ups because now you know that I could, like, do a lot of push-ups. Like, oh, yeah, so I can't compete against her with push-ups because clearly she's proven that she can do push-ups.
Well, no, I just don't want to get in anything that is counting or timed at this point because apparently that has caused friction.
Well, because your timer is bum and your counting is apparently not great either.
Now, and here's the other point. Your nose is out of joint. And I'm not.
My nose is not out of joint. I just refuse to, like, do it again, like, and just be, you know, do all these things that you're telling me to do, and then you just don't give me credit. Like, I'm just not going to do that. That's silly.
No. How many times in life have I ever asked you to do something like this? This is really an isolated incident, and here's why I know your nose is out of joint. And I'm not saying maybe you're justified in your nose being out of joint, but here's why I think your nose is out of joint. Because I didn't hear from you all that weekend. When you left, I really thought things were okay. I thought, okay, this is fine.
It was fine. I even texted you about my phone or whatever. Like, I wasn't mad, but
no,
I left.
No, but Monday morning, when I started talking about it, you said, I am not calling in there, and I'm never coming in again. I'm never coming in again unless you admit I was right. Now, that sounds angry.
That's not angry. That's just like, why would I put myself in that position again? Why would I, like, do a competition against myself again for a number that you gave me that you're not going to give me credit for when I did more than that?
Well, and then...
That's like, you know, like, what is that? Like, the definition of insanity. Like, doing the same thing over again, expecting a different result. Like, yeah.
Well, no, because it wouldn't. But well, yeah, but as I said, we would not be doing that again, because you're right. That would be insane, because it obviously did not go very well the first time. So why try it again?
I would think. Yeah, I mean, because you saw how many I could do, and you're like, yeah, so I'm not going to compete against her with that.
Now, see, don't trash talk. That's not very nice.
I'm not trash talking. It's just factual. Before, you were all about it.
Anyway, here's the point. It's funny to me, and I know you're busy there this morning, but it's funny because you will tell me how you're not angry, you don't care, blah, 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 blah. But then when I say something about it, you will like, all cap a word, and it will not be a nice word, and I can clearly see that there's some underlying nose out of jointness there.
No, because it's just frustrating to hear you say, like, oh, I wouldn't ever do that to her, and I would be so honest, and I would do this. No, you don't. Baloney.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that I feel terrible that you think that I would try to make you look bad, and I don't think in general you looked bad. Because we had, I mean, you heard those people calling in who said, well, maybe the time was a little off and, you know, I was at McDonald's and all this sort of thing. So here's the deal. When you can come in, which I hope is soon, it's not going to be push-ups because that, it was just bad. Terrible.
Right.
So we'll just have
a... saw how that went.
Yeah. We'll just have a straight-out competition where nobody has to count and nobody has to keep an eye on anything, and it'll be a defined winner, and it'll actually be a competition. Now, are you good with that?
I'm good with it, but I would like to hear your terms first.
Oh, no, the terms are just winner wins and loser loses, and the loser will have to buy the winner lunch. That's it. But it's going to be a competition.
A competition that you decide it is, and then I just have to go along with it.
Well, I mean, you can win at anything, right? I mean...
No, I didn't never say that. I could never say I could win at anything. I've never... put that out there.
No, but I'm just saying you seem very confident after the whole push-up thing, so I would think that you would be confident in whatever the competition would be.
I was confident in my ability to do push-ups. I mean, I thought 20 in a minute was doable, and I knew that it was.
Well, let me just
I can't just do anything.
Well, let me just put this out here. Okay, the things we had back in the beginning, we had push-ups, we had sit-ups, we had pull-ups, we had the thumb wrestling, and we had arm wrestling. Now, are there any of those things you would lose at?
I don't know. Probably.
Because heaven forbid, I don't want your nose out of joint after the next competition.
I don't care to lose, like, fair and square. But when I'm doing something, and then you're like, oh, yeah, she didn't do it, and she had 17, which is actual, like, not true, then I don't care. Like, if you just beat me and you beat me, I'm totally fine with that.
So are you good with any of those?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, I don't care.
It'll be one of those. So that way...
That sounds like a silly competition between you and I.
Which one?
Well, any of those.
So what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know, but I feel like it should be more of like a game competition and not like a strength or...
Well, the strength thing just came from you claiming to be strong. Isn't that where we got that?
Right. And yes, but that's when I said, how many do I have to do before you'll agree? Like, oh, okay, she's strong. And you said 20 in a minute. So that's why it became a challenge. And I was like, okay, fine. And then you'll admit it. And you're like, yes. And then you couldn't admit it. So you said I didn't do it.
No, I don't think that's what happened. But
actually exactly what happened.
So I want to get this straight, because I haven't talked to you since then. You really think that I saw... Because how would I know how many push-ups you could do? I wouldn't know that. And
no, I agree. I didn't even know how many I could do, but I felt confident in my ability to do 20 in a minute.
Right, and I'm the one... And I'm the one who even said 20. Well, wasn't I the one who set the bar?
Right, you did. Absolutely.
Right. So if I was really trying to make you look bad, and why would I not just set the bar higher and cause you to lose?
You have to set that at a reasonable amount, and 20 maybe was reasonable. I don't disagree with that. But then when I got close to that, you just stopped counting, and then you skipped a few, and you came up with 17 in way less than a minute. I'd actually done like 25.
But okay, what if I would have said sit-ups?
I'll try it. I don't care. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I don't do. Like, I don't do those on a daily basis.
Right. Oh, but you do push-ups on a daily basis.
Huh?
You do push-ups on a daily basis.
No, not at all.
Okay, well, the same thing then. But here's what I'm saying. And this is, I don't want you thinking that I set you up. I don't want you thinking that I was trying to make you look bad. And I think even when you did the 17, that I said, man, I'm impressed that you did 17 because that's like one every 3 seconds. I thought that was very impressive.
You're being a little facetious on that, I think.
No. I really was. Because when you kept telling me you were strong in all this, I thought, well, I really don't know. How would I know if you're strong? I mean, maybe you are, maybe you're not. And when you got down on the floor and you did that, and you got 17 in a minute's not a long period of time, I thought, hey, you know what? Well, maybe she is strong. Maybe, you know?
Sure.
I just don't want your nose out of joint anymore. How do we get your nose back in joint?
Tell the truth.
Well, see, here's the problem with that. Listen. If I say now that you did do 20, that sounds kind of weak on my behalf, because then it sounds like I'm just saying that to placate you. Because for two weeks...
So instead of like sounding weak on my behalf and saying I didn't do it when I obviously did.
I don't know. I'm willing to admit that maybe I looked at the clock or something. I'm willing to admit that. I'm just saying...
Something like that.
I did not do it on purpose if it did happen. And that's why I can't say you did 20. I can say that I counted 17, but maybe you did do 20. Maybe I was 10 seconds off or something. How many did you do in a minute?
It wasn't even a minute. That was the problem. I did 25 when you stopped the time, which was not a minute.
Well, did you ever go back and...
Listen, I have to go.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Hopefully people understood the true story of how things went down that day.
Well, yeah, but I'm glad you called in to straighten this all out. And we'll straighten this out, and I guess I'll see you later on today.
Okay, I'm so looking forward to that.
Well, you sound it.
Uh-huh.
See you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm so glad she called in. Now, see, that was simple enough. There was no problem there. Here, now I know what the problem is between her and I. I finally know what the problem is. The problem is that she thinks I was trying to make her look bad, which I was not. But I can't go back at this point and say she did 20, because I've said for so long now that she did 17, and it would just sound phony now if I said she did 20. But she did agree to do another competition. It won't be push-ups, because clearly that went right down the tubes. So, look forward to that. Could be this Friday. Could be, hopefully it's this Friday. It'd be nice to get that out of the way this Friday. But we'll get that done at some point. And it'll be highly fascinating, I'm sure. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour here. 41 degrees and partly sunny skies. You know, we're going between 40 and 41 this morning. That seems to be temperature gauge here this morning. But again, I do want to thank her for calling in. I know it was a very busy morning for her, and she only had 3 minutes, and she gave us a little more time than that. So I thank her for doing that. You see, I'm a nice person when it comes to her. I don't try to be a negative or whatever, but I think we could all tell that her nose was a little out of joint, but I think it's getting more in joint, and I think by the time we get to where we get with this competition, I think her nose will be back in joint possibly, and we can all move on happily and merrily. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I heard they're getting snow in Michigan.
Already?
That's what the files on the bus is.
My goodness, and then the snow will come down here.
In the Upper Peninsula, yeah, they're getting snow.
You sound just like Jim Ganahl in the Upper Peninsula.
The Yuppie. Hey, so on your competition, I have a question. Are you going to have somebody that's neutral come in so we can know the real truth?
Now, what do you mean the real truth?
The real truth.
Okay, here's my question. Now, she says I don't want to do the push-ups because she thinks she can knock me out there now because, you know, apparently she's bad. I just don't want to do anything with counting or timing because clearly that's caused a problem. Now, isn't that understandable?
Well, so what kind of things don't involve counting and timing?
I'm trying to figure out something, because...
thumb wrestling. It's got to be the thumb wrestling.
Well, see, I don't know about the thumb wrestling, because she's got those man hands, and I'm telling you...
But you've got man hands, so you guys are equal.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. You'd have to see them to understand. I think, you know, I don't know. It would be different. But it could be. But couldn't you tell a little anger in her voice when she called in?
Well, I think when people are being falsely accused, they do have a little something to their
voice.
Well,
I don't know that I accused her of anything.
And neither do we. So you need somebody that is, like, in neutrality here that's going to referee this. He's all fair and honest.
Well, we might have to do that. I don't.
I think Linda would be a perfect person.
Yes,
yeah,
and I think Linda will. Yes, and I think Linda will be there Friday. Are you happy with the fruitcake moving to December 15th?
Oh, I didn't know. I couldn't get you in earlier. I couldn't get tuned in until like about 9:40.
Oh yeah, we.
I didn't know that it did.
We had to move it to December 15th. There was a conflict on the 8th, so we just moved it to the following Thursday.
Okay, and is what time?
7:10, but we need to get some people, I mean, it's still very early, but we need to get some people nominated. So far, we just have Pastor Whitaker and the Buckeye guy. Now, remember, you can nominate anybody.
Well, that's not true. See, I just caught you up in a little story.
I Fruitcake Lily.
Fruitcake Lily.
Yes, I got Fruitcake Lily here on the paper. I just, I forgot to mention that. So we have three in, but now remember, people have to let the people know to show up. So that's the other caveat in that thing.
Okay.
But you
yeah,
know,
I think everything it'll all come out in the wash.
Well, I think after Halloween, I think people get more into it.
Yeah.
You know, we're still before Halloween at this point.
Yeah, we don't want to go blending everything too quickly.
I've got some ideas of things Abby and I can do that would be very quick. You could do them on radio, because it's not like we can sit there and play Monopoly.
This is kind of like fall-ish, bobbing for apples.
Bobbing for apples. Well, that's interesting. It's a possibility.
That would be fun. That would definitely be fun to watch you guys do that.
Bob for apples. Put that one on the Facebook Live.
I mean, wouldn't that just be a riot, though?
Well, it'd be interesting. I don't... We'll have to see. I'm going to... We'll figure it out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, see ya.
All right. Scott Spears, head.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a... you know, they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot. But they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe.